The following program is pre-recorded.
Hello, everyone, and it's been much too long since we've had Dr. Louis Turi on, and we have him tonight. And it's going to be a very, very interesting discussion, as it always is. Dr. Turi's on the line from Phoenix. How are you? Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Jerry. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Now, you have some interesting things about Bin Laden and the cosmic code. And Dr. Turi, you actually predicted a burial at sea would be in the news, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But before we do all of that, and any of that, let's bring people up to speed on Dr. Turi and what's happening, your websites, and all of that information. It's very important that people stay in touch with you. You are a very, very interesting man.
Well, first of all, what we can do, the best thing to do with the tremendous amount of information and prediction I put out there is for them to go to drturi.com, drturi.com, and once you are on this site, click on the astrological wheel. That will lead you to the cosmic code. This is another site where they will see my prediction of Osama bin Laden. And I'm glad that you bring back this topic because I predicted it. I predicted it in so many different ways. But, you know, in order to understand how I did it, it's pretty obvious. It's plain, don't get me wrong. But there is also some cosmic reality behind it, and that's where people, some people are visual and some are audible. So those that have an understanding and are intuitive enough, they will get the message, and others will have to get it by reading my material. So by going to this website, Jerry, they will definitely learn quite a lot.
Okay, Dr. Turi, you brought up the prediction, and I want to stress right now, and we'll get into it in a minute, that you're not really a psychic. You've got another way to tap into the cosmic code. And your predictions are always very, very accurate. Now, when did you first predict this thing about bin Laden? Do you remember?
Back in, back in 1995 on the Art Bell show, I told Art Bell to be ready for a religious war and the re-election of President Clinton. He screamed. He screamed his head off. He says, "What? A religious war in America?" Of course, that was well before President Bush invaded Iraq, Iran, and before Osama Laden was finally killed. But you and I know very well that Osama bin Laden was running his religious war against the United States. Now, luckily for me, one of my students recorded the show and signed me a copy. So I cut the section where you can hear me and Art Bell speaking on national radio with millions of people where I made that prediction. So if they go to the cosmic code 7.ning or click on that wheel from drturi.com, they will be able to click on the link and listen to the conversation where I made my first prediction after my incredible UFO experience. But that is as far as I can recall, 1995, and it's taped, and it was on the Art Bell show where I predicted a religious war with America and the United States. And I also, of course, wrote about the 9/11 and give all the information 2 years prior to September 11. And again, you know my work very well, Jerry. You've been working with me for many years. All my work is dated, it's printed, it's published, it's unarguable, and that's what makes a difference between Dr. Turi and someone else. You know that.
Now, Dr. Turi, you're not like a psychic. I don't think you see things in widescreen cinerama, so to speak, or get a feeling or a hunch. You actually use high tech. I mean, you're right? You're not a psychic?
No. I have designed a software, the same type of software that NASA used with to send a shuttle. With the only difference, of course, that I realize that the stars are a little bit more than dead rocks hanging above your head for the sake of beauty. So I have asked Alohan Software in Los Angeles to revise their software and produce a different view of the housing system, so to speak. And that's what my student used to do the same work in astropsychology. So you have to remember, I am not a psychic, like I have said to George Norrie also on Coast to Coast a million times. I do not predict anything. You and I know that nature has a pattern, the weather has a pattern, the news come back, and history repeat itself. So I have that timing using that software that allows me to do just that. And sudden enough, people assume anything about Dr. Turi and they think, well, he's another Mrs. Clare or another Sylvia Brown. No, I am a scientist, but a different type of scientist.
Let's get back to bin Laden for a minute, Dr. Turi. This burial at sea, I read someplace or remember or talking to you or something. I mean, you made a prediction like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I said a very famous political person will die, and I give the exact date, and I said he will end up his fate at sea. And I tell you what, it is not every day that the U.S. Navy is throwing a corpse overboard in the ocean. Am I correct or not?
Yeah.
Not also that on my website there is a section called prediction, and I'm going to send you all that for your benefit, Jerry. Where I mentioned a full restructure of communication will be imposed by the new dragon, and the new dragon will impact this world as of March 15, 2011. And Osama bin Laden was born in March. He's a Pisces, okay, and he was, most of all, he was killed in his house because of a telephone call. That's how the Secret Service found him. And my predictions are all about communication, the telephone industry being restructured. So, again, my prediction is obvious when I said all form of communication have to be restructured. In other words, Osama bin Laden was cut off from his army of killers because he's dead. So another way of proving my prediction to the world. But if people do not read my predictions or don't know Dr. Turi, they can assume anything. All that I have said is printed, it's written, and as a matter of fact, I'm writing a newsletter as I'm speaking to you right now. And this newsletter, I haven't yet thought of a title, but I might very well call that maybe Why Am I Dead, or how Osama bin Laden Died, or something of this nature. So I'm not finished yet, but I'm giving all the details on that newsletter, and all your audience can go and enjoy it because I will make it public. Usually those newsletters are for my VIP Cosmic Code subscriber, but because of the incredible news that's going on, and it allows me to, again, proof to the world that I predicted from A to Z, and that's why I'm offering this VIP Cosmic Code newsletter for free.
Okay, so this newsletter is free. I just assume they go over to your website and they can get it?
Yeah, well, once they read all my newsletters, at the bottom they have a link where they will get my newsletter for $35, plus I'm offering them two books. I mean, I don't know how many people are there who give two books for free. I'm giving your audience a Moon Power 2011, which is like talking to me every day, which is CNN before CNN, literally, and the personal Nostradamus Dragon Forecast. And that is looking through Nostradamus methodology. Using my software again, I do the forecast for each sign of the Zodiac, and I'm going to, of course, give you those two books also. Jerry.
Well, the Defense Department has released some home movies of bin Laden, and you can see he's there watching himself on television. So he has an ego, that's for sure. I'm wondering about his wife. Do you know much about his wife?
You have to, excuse me to cut you off, but Osama bin Laden had five wives. Which one are you talking about?
The current one. The one that he married when she was 18.
Oh, the last one, the youngest one. Well, you know, it's part of like the Mormons, you know, they're like rats, like rabbits. The more you duplicate, the more you pass on your genes, and the more you pass on your religious beliefs. But of course, that's how they manipulate the growth of any form of religion. Put it this way, I don't know her per se because I don't have access to her date of birth. But I have access to Osama bin Laden date of birth, and I have it chart. Excuse me, on the 9/11 that I predicted. If you go to drturi.com, on the left side, you will see those airplanes hitting the World Trade Center. And you click on that little link, it will lead you to the predictions of the 9/11 and what I wrote 2 years prior to the 9/11. But most of all, if you keep reading down, you will read the stars and the fate of Osama bin Laden, who he was, why, from a very wealthy background, that is the incredible wealth his father left his family. He moved as a Pisces into the religious world, where he was manipulated by the cosmic code as a Pisces to swim downstream into religion. You know, there is no accident. There are no accidents, Jerry. There are just circumstances that people cannot conceive, and of course, circumstances that our infantile science has not yet transcribed, put it this way. But if you take the time to read my work, you will slowly but surely build enough cosmic consciousness that will allow you to understand who Osama bin Laden truly was. And I have exposed his UCI, which means unique celestial identity, to the world in a week after the World Trade Center bombing, for the world to read. Luckily for me, my website gets about 2 million hits a month. So there is a lot of people that start to realize slowly but surely the values found in astropsychology and the option to raise their own cosmic consciousness.
Dr. Turi, there's no doubt in your mind that Osama bin Laden was involved in 9/11, right?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Mostly because he was born with the head of the dragon in the sign of Scorpio. And Scorpio rules anything and everything with secret, the Secret Service, the FBI, the CIA. His dragon's head, which is the most powerful area, was also on his ninth house. And the ninth house regulates religion, the codification of thought, foreigners and foreign land. He had the sign of death and drama, or Scorpio. He has his dragon set in Scorpio in the ninth house, so he was already set by the cosmic codes or jurisdiction to do serious damage to foreign people. And this is what he did in America. You know, Osama bin Laden was a Pisces. Now you have two fish. You have one that goes upstream. That would be Einstein. That would be Dr. Turi. I'm also a Pisces. That would be Elizabeth Taylor. The positive Pisces swims upstream towards his birthplace and understand the face and the tools of God. He understands the sign. That's the positive Pisces. He's very creative. He's very intuitive. Now you have the negative fish, and that is obviously cult leaders, religious lunatic. That's Osama bin Laden. That's the fish who swims downstream. He follows one of the 875 different denomination or religion, so to speak. In his case, Muslims. And he swam so deep into the quicksand of Neptune, the planet of deception and illusion, that he thought he was going to be the new prophet or give his life for the new prophet. So when you look at the energy making up his UCI, unique celestial identity, or his astrological chart, there's absolutely no doubt that he is one, if not the mastermind, on how to kill as many and as American as possible in one shot. So it's all written in light, Jerry. But if you do not raise your cosmic consciousness, all you have is your five limited human senses. These are the senses that are used by the norm, by science, by skeptics, by people who don't have the gift. We are all so different. You know, we are related to each other's family-wise, of course, genetically only, but you will never think, behave, create like your kids, like your mom or your dad. You are unique. That's where the word unique celestial identity comes from. And Osama bin Laden was computerized by the cosmic code to become Osama bin Laden, exactly like Hitler was Hitler, or Nostradamus, or any famous or infamous people. And this type of information that I have is so crucial. But when you realize that right from the top in the educational system, following down to the bottom, which are the student, this humongous amount of ignorance is what created the damage. The world is going totally insane, mostly because people use imagination, religion, conspiracy, instead of reading the signs. That's what God created the stars and the heavens to be used as signs.
Are you saying we have absolutely no control over our destiny?
Absolutely right. If you don't have cosmic consciousness, the part of God in each human being is much stronger than the stars and the universe and the heavens He created. Okay? But if you don't have cosmic consciousness, you're going to be a peon. You're going to be a robot. You're going to neurologically act your stars out. You see, your brain is nothing else than a computer that is reacting to another computer. That your mind is controlled by the universal mind. And what makes me laugh, and I say to my student all the time, can you believe this? Today, the scientists took the brain of Einstein out of the fridge to desiccate it again to find out how he was a genius. So I tell you what, Jerry, there's absolutely no difference between your brain, my brain, Einstein brains, or a killer brain. Same weight, same density, some wiring. The only thing that's different is the UCI, the celestial, the psychic, the neurological particle coming from the values of each one of these planets above your head. But science has not yet realized they are not just dead rock hanging above our head for the sake of beauty. There is divine information that's the essence of God. When in the Bible it is written, I'll talk to you, you won't hear me. I present myself to you, you won't see me. That means that one has been enslaved by God Himself to raise his spiritual values, to understand how the Creator operates and transmute his will upon humans. But if you are smart enough and investigate the tools and the creation of God Himself, then He will allow you to control, conduct your destiny. And this is why when I came in this country, Jerry, I had nothing. 50 buck in my pocket, no green card, no friends, no social security, no card. I was not riding a hammer. I didn't have a boat or a Mercedes. I was in the street. And that tells you the difference between education and intelligence, okay? There's a big difference between education and intelligence and gifts. All I'm trying to do every single day of my life is to write. And I write with only two fingers, by the way, because I was never taught either to speak English or to write. All I'm doing every single day is to help America, which is now my home, and all Americans to raise their own subconscious values and understand that we are not doomed, and to stop feeding evil with negativity, with ridiculous conspiracy. I mean, if you look at the last one with Donald Trump, for God's sake, about Obama's not being born in Hawaii, and then the deaths start again. Oh, you know, Osama bin Laden is not dead. Well, all those people are now shut down, and they will finally realize that Dr. Cherie from the get-go told them, I told every one of them, okay, Osama bin Laden is dead. It's written in light, okay, and he was born in Hawaii. It's written in light. But the problem is, they don't see the light. They're so blinding. It's like you look at the sun directly, and it blinds you. It's too obvious for them to see. But who can blame these people when college, universities, and our educational system is not set yet to teach this to the children? All they do is to fire teachers and hide their stupidity and ignorance and their failure by firing more and more teachers every day. That's not the way it's supposed to go. But that is slowly but surely changing, Jerry.
We'll be right back with Dr. Turi. But first, I want to remind you of something we're doing this summer. It's a summer of Elvis shows. Actually, we're continuing Elvis, the man, his music, and his life, the series, and we're working into the 70s. And we have three shows scheduled for the summer, so check it out at jerrypippin.com. Simply enter in the search engine Elvis, or on the tab at the top, click on Elvis. And by the way, we have a t-shirt contest going on between now and June 7th, and if you would like to enter, maybe you'll win. And basically, what we're asking, 25 words or less, simply tell us why I wish Elvis were still alive. And check us out at jerrypippin.com. Click on the tab, Elvis. We'll do some more on Bin Laden here in a minute, Dr. Turi, but let's talk about you for a minute. And did I understand you correctly a while ago? Did you say that you taught yourself English? That you? I know you came over here from France.
No, I left home. I was 22 or 23 years old. My father died. I was 11 years old. My mom had 8 kids to raise. It was a tough time. I had a stepfather. So things was not going right for me. But again, that was my fate. You know, I would never change anything. And then one day, in my book, Beyond the Secret, I explain from A to Z my incredible, crazy life. And I always teach my student incredible people, incredible experiences, really incredible people that have incredible things to teach others. So in this book, Beyond the Secret, you can learn every single thing about the power of the subconscious and what happened to me from A to Z since I left France. But I left France when I was about 22 years old or something like this, and then I ended up in London. I lived in Victoria Station, which is the tramways, for about 3 months because I couldn't speak English. I was making money playing guitar. I always wanted to play piano, so I thought England would be a good place, the Royal School of Music, to learn piano. But I ended up there with no money and making money playing guitar in the tubes until a bunch of crazy lunatic came and threw my guitar and I on the rail, the train, and then I was just terrible. So I made my way up slowly but surely to the Royal School of Music, and I end up graduating from the Royal School of Music, and I play piano now. You know, my teachers told me, Dr. Louis, at that time I was not Dr. Cherry, he says, Louis, I think the first time I touched a piano, I must have been about 35 or 36. Something like, oh, wait a second, it was in 1976. I'm 61 years old, so I've been around.
Oh, really?
I was 26 years old. And he told me, 76, yeah, he says, it's impossible for you to learn piano because you got to be born and raised with piano. I was so upset when he told me this. You know, instead of doing like all the other kids at the Royal School of Music, smoking pot and messing up, and I was on that piano 6, 7, 8 hours a day. And guess what? 2 years later, I graduated with the highest distinction mark, and I play piano now.
I've seen your performances. You're very good.
Yeah, you've seen me in one of my conferences probably. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter what people say, you know. If you understand the superconscious in time and space, you can make a good use of it for your benefit. But, you know, there's not everybody out there who are clinical hypnotherapists who were born with a different UCI, an advanced UCI. You know, 99.9% of the people running this world and making part of this world are not directly connected to Einstein. And you wonder why this world is going down the hell, literally. Education is the key, but without the right education and the right material, you ain't going
to
get nowhere.
Dr. Turi, I'm trying to get a handle on it. What do you think's happening here? I mean, are you pessimistic?
I am not pessimistic at all. No, I'm pessimistic in terms of education. The children of tomorrow have the right to know what's happening with them. You know, why do you think, Jerry, you tell me, why do you think so many kids have killed so many kids in all these college, university, and have killed a schoolmaster and finally swallowed a bullet? Why do you think all those kids are choosing those college, universities? Why? Because subconsciously, they are making a desperate call. The call is, it's okay for you, adult. You know better than we do to teach us arithmetic, geography, history, the art, and science. It is okay, because we need to do that. But who is there to teach us who we are and how we connect with God, how we connect with the divine? So they don't know better. They don't regenerate their spirit. The next thing you know, this type of generation respond to their stars, especially the Death Wish generation, and they start to kill everybody and kill it and themselves. They have that Death Wish inside of them, and nobody is telling them how Pluto interacts in their psyche, how these Pluto forces drastic psychological changes upon their fragile young psyche. The astral psychology is not yet realized, accepted as a solid discipline in any college or universities. So those kids are killing themselves in college. They are taking the theater, the really theater is the college university. Subconsciously, they are telling the teachers and their parents, something is missing. Please give me my spiritual food. I will learn your arithmetic. I will learn all that you need, geography. I will learn everything about history. I have 2,000 years of human evolution to digest in just a few years. More than anybody. I need to know how I stand under my stars. That's where the word understand come from. But how many of these kids are allowed to understand how they stand under their stars? And that's where the problem is. And I've been fighting for years with the educational system, with NASA, USGS, with the cops, fighting with everybody, trying to tell them, please, listen, I do have the keys what it means to be human being. I'm not saying this in an egocentric or spiritual way. I'm saying it because it's true. And these priceless golden pearls, this priceless wisdom is not spread fast enough to bring back sanity to a lost world and to bring back a safe future life for the children of tomorrow. And that's what really, really upsets me. But hey, I can only do one thing at a time, put it this way.
This is Jerry Pippin, and our guest is Dr. Louis Turi. DrTuri.com, DrTuri.com. Interesting man for sure. Dr. Louis Turi is our guest. And Dr. Turi, I've been using the word prediction, but that's not really what you do. You're more of a futurist, right? I mean, you use this computer program. What do you see for our future?
Well, first of all, again, I have to take references for my past so that you can, you know, trust the future. Back in 2007, I was on George Norrie Coast to Coast, and I said to George, be ready for a full restructure of the United States of America. I probably was the first guy ever mentioning the word economy on national radio or television. And he said, what do you mean? I said, you heard me, a full restructure of your pocket. And of course, in 2007, in December, nobody heard me. But I also told him, in March 2011, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 5 years later, I said, in March 2011, the end and the rebuilding of the U.S. economy will start. And if you look at the polls, we are slowly but surely getting better on the financial level. But it's going to take a while. America is at 6 o'clock in the morning. And many years ago, America was a 12 o'clock lunch. So our lunchtime is nice and warm, okay?
Are you saying we went backwards?
No, it's just the timing. The tail of the dragon was affecting the second house of money of the United States. But I cannot talk about the dragon and my expertise to people who have no clue. It's like trying to explain to a fish in the ocean how a laptop operates. You know, people don't have cosmic consciousness. They didn't take the time to study astropsychology. They don't know. So I have to use simple terms and direct words, like when I said a very famous political man will die on that day and his fate will end up in the ocean. These are simple direct words mentioning the death of Osama bin Laden. Now, if you want to know deeper, then I am explaining it deeper now through the stars on the next newsletter that I'm about to finish today and put out there, okay?
You brought up that newsletter again, Dr. Turi. I'm dying to know what's in it. It's out now, right?
Yes. It basically will explain astrologically why Osama bin Laden met with his death on that very precise day and why Osama bin Laden was already set to be killed by the Secret Service. It is very obvious, but you have to follow. If you want to learn something, you have to do the mental gymnastics, you know. And I have reached the top of the top skeptical cream, people that are very skeptical, including James Randi, okay. I have offered these people very, very factual facts, letters signed to USGS, giving very specific date for very large earthquake. It's dated, it's printed, it's on the internet, it's on Deja New, it's inarguable, and these people still will not accept the fact that I predicted it. As far as Osama bin Laden, and for these people to understand, they will have to do their homework. And I'm doing it for them today in that newsletter, and I have to find the title so that your audience will remember it. I will call it "Why Am I Dead, Osama bin Laden?" or something like that. I have to find the title that is catchy enough to explain to people through the stars why Osama bin Laden was killed on that very precise day that I said it would. But anyway, it's all a matter of education, and I'm not pessimistic at all, okay? I see America is already set. America was born with the head of the dragon in Leo. During the day, every planet shies away. Only the sun shines, because Leo is ruled by the sun. America, dragon said, being in Leo, in the second house of money, it's not surprising for America to always have been the most powerful, wealthier country in the world. But meantime, life is a constant process of changes. And the universal clock is constantly moving. A few years, the clock was against the United States. And it started when Osama bin Laden literally blew up the World Trade Center and ended when he was killed. But I saw it all happening my way. And now I'm trying to, through my writing, through my endless radio show and TV show, trying to explain what took me 40 years to digest. So that will demand you to sit and read and understand and raise you on a cosmic consciousness to realize that I actually made the predictions inarguable.
We're hearing lots of woes and warnings about the financial system, but you seem to be pretty optimistic about it.
Exactly, because it's all written in the stars. As I said, America was at 6 o'clock in the morning on a winter day, cold and wet, and that was 9/11. Okay? Now, America is not at 6 o'clock. America is at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's when Osama bin Laden was killed. And America is coming back to lunchtime and shining, gaining back its position as imposed by God as the top country in the world. Why do you think I'm here? For the sake of beauty? No, there are no accidents for Dr. Chiri to be in the United States. I got my mission. My mission is to free humanity from stupidity, fear, and conspiracy, ridiculous judgment. There's so many things that doesn't take away the reality of conspiracy, don't get me wrong, okay? But not all is conspiracy if you have cosmic consciousness. But you have to learn to read the signs. And that's what God created the stars in the heaven, I repeat myself, to be used as a sign. And he has enslaved every one of these children to do just that. And now I am here as a leader to help people to raise their cosmic consciousness.
Dr. Turi, every time we have you on, we talk about the future, of course. And I want to find out about your future. What's happening with you? What's next for Dr. Turi?
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, I'm writing all day long. I only write with two fingers, you know, as much as I never be taught to speak English. I've never been taught to type. And I can type faster than you can read. I am constantly writing. I was set by God to be a leader of the mind. I was born with the head of the dragon in the mind, into the sign of Aries. That makes me very competitive and very confident, which is often misjudged by an ego trip by people who don't have any perception. That's me. What I'm trying to tell you, I've got so much ahead of me. Anything can change by the minute. I did an interview with you now. I'm doing an interview with you now. I have another one set up for tonight, and never stops. People call me. I'm all over the world, literally, through my website, and radio and television, and there's so many things that I'm doing. And slowly but surely, I'm getting people's attention, and that's the good news. But it's going to take a time to change the status quo and to make people aware that the new dragon in the sign of Sagittarius is imposing a full restructure of the codification of thoughts, or everything that you have been taught and forced to accept may not necessarily be the truth. So science and religion are being challenged by God himself through the dragon interaction. And as we approach the year 2012, that's the golden gate. Humanity will be finally into the new age of Aquarius, put it this way, and their aptitude to tap not only in new age matter, but also the archetypal realm of consciousness with a spiritual leader that are very highly advanced, this is my case and many other people, the world will be able to perceive something else than crap. I mean, I don't know if you read, if you heard it on CNN not long ago, but there's a bunch of people cruising the United States with buses, as I'm speaking to you, with big signs saying it's the end of the world on May 20-something.
Dr. Turi, it may not be the end of the world. That's the end of the segment. I'm Jerry Pippin. Dr. Louis Turi is our guest. DrTuri.com. And we still have much more to discuss. Don't go away. Tales of High Strangeness. Jerry Pippin's Parazel. Check out our stories of the horrific, the interesting, the spiritual, on the paranormal pages of JerryPippin.com. A little relaxing bumper music for Dr. Turi. He just said the end of the world is not going to happen in 2012, or not this month in 2011, as some people are predicting. Dr. Turi, people have been predicting the end of the world for some time. Hasn't happened yet.
But, you know, I remember back in 2000 with the Y2K and California is going to go under the ocean, God knows what. I was swamped with all sorts of people being very, very scared. And I told them, hey, you know, it's like the year 2012. Nothing wrong will happen on those days. okay? It'll be another day, okay? And this is why I have chosen the day after, or the 22nd of December, to make the Universal Day, Dr. Cherie Universal Day of Prayer, because that day, this is where people will realize, oh my gosh, something is very wrong. We need to be a little bit more critical in our thinking process and start to let go of the guru, start to remove religion from our psyche, eliminate fear, stop feeding evil, and start to tap on the supraconscious, humongous, endless forces that create our very existence.
So you're saying December 22, 2012 will be a new day. And that's
it. That's Dr. Turi's Universal Day of Prayer, yes.
Dr. Turi, you know, we got the flood of several centuries going on now on the Mississippi, and it happened in the Midwest earlier. We had earthquakes. We had that reactor problem in Japan that's still not over. I mean, we have all these natural disasters. What's going on?
My prediction, I said it will be a year of wind, and I really capitalize in red to be ready for tremendous fires and tremendous tornado. Again, one of my predictions took place. And the beauty is, you can go to drcherie.com, click on predictions, and read the words that I wrote 2 years ago, and that are printed in the book that I'm going to email you. Everything that's happening on CNN today was written a year and a half before it appears on CNN. This is why some people are calling me now CNN before CNN, Dr. Cherie. Okay? So, there are no accidents. The new dragon's tail, which I call it the dragon because lack of terms for people who don't have cosmic consciousness. Let's put it as a energy. Okay, the dragon's tail on March 5th, 2011, entered the sign of Gemini. Gemini is the sign that rules communication and transportation. It rules anything to do with speed. It has translated into WikiLeaks, information that comes from left and right. It forces all sorts of natural disaster, especially those that are related to wind, because it's a year of wind. And wind produces tornado. This is why, again, USGS are not listening to the cosmic code. And a year ago, I was preparing the world for tremendous fire. Look what happened in Texas, the worst fire in history of Texas. Burned the state, literally. Then I said, be careful for tremendous tornado outside of this world. And again, Dr. Cherie was right with hundreds of deaths. But who is listening to me? Only the people that knows Dr. Cherie. That's why slowly but surely the universe is giving me more voice, more access to the media with people like
what's,
you.
What's coming up, Dr. Turi? I mean, all this tragedy. I mean, is it finally going to end, or is it going to continue?
Well, you have to remember, only 100 years ago, what I'm saying 100 years ago, Jerry, 50 years ago, did you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
50 years ago you had cell phone?
No.
That's what I'm saying. You had no access to the Internet. Jerry, I was raised with no radio, no television. In 1960, if I wanted to go and see a TV, my gosh, there was no TV in my village. Forget about cell phone. Wait a minute here. 50 years ago, if you had a series of tornado in America, it would not be coming right to your face when you're eating food, dinner time. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
If there was a big, huge tsunami or earthquake, by the way, I predict both Asia tsunami to the day, okay? And even George Norrie told so on his audience. But what I'm saying is, you have to adapt to the time we are. What Art Bell used to call the quickening when I was on his show is nothing else than the impact of the planet Uranus, the sudden release of energy planet that create earthquakes, tornado, volcano. Okay? this planet is in charge of the world. So things are wildly speedy, shocking. It's nothing that is not perceivable, and is nothing that is shocking to someone who understands the gears of the universal mind and how it affects people, how it makes the news, and how it makes Mother Earth react to it. The only difference is now we have the internet. So anything happening anywhere on the other side of the world almost immediately is in your face. And people are not trained to match up the technology spiritually, the incredible imbalance you have between the physical world and the spiritual world is totally insane. Let me put it this way. Jerry, we are now using GPS. We send people to the moon. We have space station. We have the best technology that will be totally obsolete next month. Okay? And what do we have on the spiritual level? We have people like Osama bin Laden who want to die for the prophet and a bunch of religious poison morons promising the end of the world, you know, expecting Jesus or Elvis Presley to come back. Come on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
There is a total imbalance between the physical and the spiritual energy.
And we're out of balance.
That's all there is. That's the biggest problem. But given a choice, I would, if I managed to get on national radio or national TV and being so controversial, hell is going to freeze before I do that. But with time, it will happen because it's set by my stars anyway. Now, people will stop feeding evil. If you turn your TV on, your radio on, you know, not understanding the planet, the shocking planet, the Uranus in charge of the world and the news producing all this natural disaster, they can only rely to what they've been taught is the end of the world. God is pissed off, excuse my French, okay? And he's going to kill us all. No, no, it is not that at all. What it is people are robots, unconscious, walking mixture of blood and flesh stuck into a spirit which is depraved of cosmic consciousness. That's where we're at. Most of all, humanity has not yet realized that without cosmic consciousness, the only source of information you're going to rely and have are religious or scientific. And both the leader of the scientific world and religion are depraved of cosmic consciousness. That means all our leaders in charge of our destiny and our kids' future don't have a clue of what the hell is going on. Again, excuse my French. By the way, this is it. You are right here on hell, in this world, stuck into ignorance. And ignorance is evil, and knowledge gives power. Now, for people, to make them aware, they are not doomed. And they were made God. I didn't say that. The Bible said you are made at the image of God. You like it or not, you know it or not, you were blessed with the same creative power than God himself. So humans are nothing else than gods in training on this dense physical world. They have to come to acknowledge, okay, that the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. By this I mean, if I look at the telephone I'm holding in my hand, or if you look at the screen, or whatever you're looking at, Jerry, and if I ask you, what was that telephone 50 years ago? It was not there. If I ask you, Jerry, what city do you live now? Where are you at? What city are you?
I'm in Oklahoma.
Tell me, Jerry, why was Oklahoma, this big, huge city, and any other United States, big city, and any other big, huge city in this world, what was all those big cities 2,000 years, 3,000 years, 5,000 years ago? nothing. Which means we, by order of God, have the power to create. But there is only two forces at play here. Positive, negative, up and down, black and white, the front, the back. God, devil, the endless, endless battle between intelligence and stupidity. Night and day, positive and negative, the yin and yang. Humanity has not yet realized the importance to be positive. Not to allow any talking head, depraved of cosmic consciousness, poison your life with conspirational material, with religious material. Every single day, make a choice to be positive. And that's going to bring me back to something even more incredible that I have noticed. Do you remember our congresswoman here in Arizona, Mrs. Gifford?
Yes.
She was shot in the head?
Yes.
Do you realize, excuse me, do you realize that all these educated, accredited doctors are wondering how somebody that was shot in the head was able to make such a remarkable discovery? Do you know that?
Right, her recovery is definitely amazing.
The head, they don't know how is it possible for her to have made such an incredible recovery. But let me tell you, let me explain what happened. And how do I know? I know because it happens to me. You know, only a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with cancer colon. And trust me, when the doctor said to me, you have to wait, Dr. Turi, you have to wait for the last result. Find out if this cancer is all over your body. And if it's all over your body, you only have maybe a few months to live. But when you are forced to accept your own death, it really upsets you because you have accepted death, okay? And there is no death anyway. I have no fear of death. But I was thinking about my wife, my dogs, my family, my people, my student, my mission. I was really, really depressed. And when I said to Terania, look, write a letter and ask everybody to pray for me because, you know, I might die. We received so many emails nonstop of good wishes to the point where a month and a half my surgery, Dr. Turi was on top of his house cutting tree branches and running in the park with his dogs. Cancer is gone. Now, nothing compared of what happened to me, nothing compared to Congresswoman Gifford, because in terms of celebrity stature, she's known all over the world. And that means millions and trillion tons of positive thought came to her and altered the atomic structure of herself and her brain specifically. And she was able to survive the...
Dr. Turi, are you okay
yeah,
now?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm. You know, when I channel, I get excited. I apologize, but that's me. You know me. I mean, I'm all right. Cancer-wise, it's gone. There's nothing left. I have been checked and double-checked and triple-checked. They cut the.
And do you you account this recovery to positive thinking?
Positive thinking produced by other people's thoughts. But let me tell you something else, even more dramatic. And remember, everything I'm telling you, you can read it in great details. A lot of stories that you don't know about me are in my book, Beyond the Secret. Again, remember, as I teach my students, incredible experience breeds incredible people that have incredible things to teach. And that's a fact. Let me tell you something. I was about 18 years old, and I was called by the French government to my 3 days of orientation. It's the law in France. You have to go and do your 3 days. Where they oriented you in the army and the navy or wherever you have to go and serve your country. And I was there, and I was with other kids of my age. We were in the cantina, and I was laughing my head off. We were kids, drinking, smoking, laughing, living, innocent, stupid kids. I was with the pack. And then all of a sudden, I felt like a train running over me. And tears start to pour out of my eyes. And I was shocked. I said, oh my gosh, what's happening to me? And I didn't want to be seen by the other guys crying, so I ran into the bathroom and I hid. And I kept crying my eyes out. Then I heard my name. Soldier Cherry reported immediately to the captain's office. I walked to the office, hiding my face, my eyes, my tears. And I saw the captain with a telephone in his hand. And he says, son, you're here because you're going to become a man. Now, you got to become a man a little bit early. Okay? Your brother wants to talk to you. So I pick up the phone, and I already knew what my brother was about to tell me. My older brother Joe says, Louis, you're on leave. You have to come back home. Vince is dead. Vincent, my younger brother, was 16 years old, and he was killed by a drunk driver. I felt the thought before they came to me.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yes.
And that is the truth.
Dr. Turing?
Yes.
Always a pleasure talking to you.
Just be positive and read my latest newsletter on Osama bin Laden predictions. And may God bless everybody, including yourself, Jerry. Thank you for having me, my friend.
Always a pleasure.
Check out his website, drturi.com. That's drturi.com. This is Jerry Pippin. Thank you for listening. Until next time, cheers.